was the last position I wanted to see myself in, closing a meeting with such an important agenda ahead of us. But unfortunately, there was too much fraction, too much bad blood, I think, on the online council chamber for it to go ahead. So I took the decision in conjunction or in consultation with a number of councillors that we would come back on Monday, and I would appeal to all the councillors of County Donegal to calm down, to take a period of reflection upon what's happened today, and commit to coming back next Monday in unity for the people of Donegal to deal with the very, very important issues that need to be dealt with, and to do so as a team, because I don't think the people of Donegal are well served today, and I hope that Monday's going to be a better day. The differences that all councillors have should be respected and should be heard, and as my position is, as Caoimhe, I want all the mandate of every councillor to be respected and for them to have their voice. But when you have conflict, innuendo or allegations made against each other continuously, it's created a toxic environment to the point, the extent that a meeting couldn't go ahead. There's 35 items on the agenda today. We made it to the third item, and I don't think anybody, not one listener of Highland Radio in the entire population of Donegal, will think that they were well served by the people of Donegal County Council today.
And the issue that the council was about to vote on when the adjournment was proposed was that of local property tax, a hugely important issue for all homeowners across the county. What will be the level of LPT in 2022? That should have been what we were reporting on this bulletin. Now we have to wait a week.
Yeah, and councillors on all sides of the argument made very, very impassioned and strong arguments on the property tax, but we didn't even get as far as the vote. There was over five motions on NICA that didn't get discussed, and it's all well and good for us putting out our public statement saying we're committed to resolving the NICA situation, but we can't work together enough to get to those motions, to move those motions, then we're not serving anybody in Donegal well. And I'm sure everybody who's making their homes will be nothing but disappointed at how Donegal County Council has conducted itself today.